Morning, boys and girls of every age. Great to be together, isn't it? Lovely song that, a new take on a famous psalm. So just thought I'd say right at the start here that we're having a break from the best Bible bits, but we will return to that in about 4 weeks' time, and we should be able to finish everyone's Bible, best Bible bit before Christmas and do a little run-up into Christmas. We haven't published anything because it's all a bit, isn't it, uncertain about where we'll be and so on. So, but that's the plan. And so, for these next 4 weeks, I'm going to share a screen now. And we're going to be looking at something called You of Little Faith. I was listening to a sermon on a podcast from a lady called Diane, who preached at the New Wine Summer Conference this year. And she made the point that actually this phrase, you of little faith, or as the older ones amongst us will remember, O ye of little faith, is mentioned just four times in Matthew by Jesus as he speaks to his disciples, and actually in four different contexts. And I'd never really realized this before, so it seemed to make sense to pick up this as a series for these next 4 weeks. And it's particularly relevant, I think, in the days in which we live. And so next week, for instance, in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 26, when Jesus has calmed the storm and the disciples are all fearful, and Jesus says to them, no fear, you of little faith. The following week, Matthew chapter 14 and verse 31, when Jesus and Peter walk on the water. And no spoilers here from me in case you don't know what happens in this. Suffice to say, when Jesus says you of little faith to Peter, the question there is, or the sentence there is, no doubt. The fourth week, Jesus having a discussion with his disciples, chapter 16 and verse 8, about bread and yeast. And again, no spoilers here. This is a slightly different take on this. But the title I've chosen for that week is No Compromise. Which brings us then to this week, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 30. And the verses around it, where Jesus refers to the birds of the air, and the flowers of the field, and has this message, this encouragement for us not to worry, to have no worries. I always thought, you know, when you read these verses, O ye of little faith, you of little faith, that Jesus was perhaps having a go at the disciples for their lack of faith, a bit of a rebuke, a bit of a telling off. Come on, you must do better with your faith. But this lady, she was preaching, explained that if you read on in Matthew's gospel, in chapter 17, in fact, he says to them that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, then you can tell this mountain to move and it will move. You see, just a little faith can transform your life, your faith, the way you live as a Christian. So maybe we see these four occasions where Jesus says, you of little faith, not so much as tellings off, but more invitations to exercise that little faith that they have. And hopefully you'll see what I mean as we go through these weeks, and again today as well. So I wonder what kind of things you worry about. Well, I guess for most at the moment, most of our worries focus around this little fella, don't they? The COVID virus. This thing has changed our lives, hasn't it? 6 months we've had now of largely staying at home and certainly not doing all the things we used to do before. Church by Zoom. If you'd said this 6 months ago, you'd be doing this. Who'd have believed anybody? And of course, it has all sorts of knock-on effects, doesn't it? We worry about our health. Will we catch this disease? Won't we catch this disease? If we do catch this disease, how bad will it be? you know, how bad will we get it, and so on and so forth, which then, I'm wearing masks. Who likes wearing masks? As soon as I chance to take my mask off, it's off. Makes us worry also, doesn't it, about our family. You know, will our parents get this disease? And what about those who don't live under our roof? Perhaps our, you know, our elderly parents or our grandparents, depending on how old you are. The thought that struck me when I saw that picture there was, will my mum's white shoes stay white throughout this period? Who knows? That's a bit of a worry, isn't it? Will that dog scratch my legs when it jumps up? That's a bit of a worry, isn't it? You know, and then not only your family then, but people are worried about finance. We've had the kids have been at home through all the period when the schools were shut, more mouths to feed during the day. Is there enough money to go around? Perhaps you've been on furlough. Those of you who work for a living, perhaps money's not quite as good as it was. You know, it can be a worry, can't it? Which leads to worry about work, which Hazel's already prayed for as well. You know, will the furlough end? Will I have a job when I go back? Will the job be the same when I go back? Will there be more work to do because people have left? Do you know, will I have a job? All those sorts of questions. And more, school. You know, will I cope with the one-way system? Will my bubble hold up, or will I have to self-isolate again? Will I catch up with what I've missed over the last few months? Will I be able to hug my friends, however old you are? Will I be able to have coffee again with my friends? And what about sport? Either playing or watching. Can you believe that Everton, right? Listening, everyone, wake up for a moment. Can you believe that Everton are top of the league? Check it out, folks. Go and check it out. Top of the league. And no one was in the ground to see them win emphatically yesterday. You see, there's so much, isn't there, that causes us to worry. And a lot of it, of course, is not COVID related. We can worry about all sorts of things if we let our minds go in that direction. Of course, it was the same in Jesus' day. And he picks up two typical worries for people of his day. The first one might have been what to eat. There were no supermarkets in those days, no click and collect or online shopping. I guess there'd be a few market stalls here and there selling bread maybe that somebody had made, but much of the food had to be grown by yourself on your own plot of land or prepared from scratch. You know, preparing food was a way of life which took up a lot of the day. Therefore, it was a pressure, and therefore, for some, it was a worry. So food might be something people would worry about, or clothing. Again, there was no Primark or Marks and Spencers in Jesus' day. Pick which one there's relevant to you. Primark, Marks and Spencers, I don't know. Sainsbury's, perhaps. Sainsbury's, folks. That's where I get mine from. People would mostly make their own clothes. That meant, didn't it, spinning wool and weaving cloth and taking the skins of animals. These things would take time. So they'd be a worry for some. So Jesus says, look, don't worry about these things. Instead, he said, exercise your faith. Trust in God. And he uses the birds and the flowers to make his point. He says, look, he said, birds don't sow seeds. You know, they don't water them. They don't wait for them to grow. They don't harvest them in and store them in a barn. Yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. He says, there's plenty. Well, he didn't say this. I'm saying this. There's plenty of fat, juicy worms lying around that the Heavenly Father has provided for these birds. I look at the flowers of the field. This is a passion. I just love passion flowers. They're beautiful, aren't they? They're clothed, Jesus said, in wonderful, intricate colours and shapes and sizes. It's the way God has made them. And Jesus said that even Solomon, the richest ever king till then, in all his splendour, couldn't match these flowers. See, birds and flowers don't have to worry. And Jesus said, neither should you. Rather, exercise your faith. Exercise that little mustard seed of faith that you have. Now, he's not saying just sit back and wait for the food and the clothes to drop into your lap. you know, the birds do have to go and look out for worms, don't they? But they do it there and then. They do it in the moment. They don't worry about tomorrow. They go ahead and do it there and then. Flowers do have to put energy into growing, but they don't worry about it. And we'll need to put effort in. Obviously we will. We'll still have to face all the same things in our lives. But worrying about them shouldn't be the focus of our lives. So, as he was talking about those things, then he said this. He says, "Your heavenly Father knows what you need. He will provide. So trust him. Exercise your faith." So what Jesus is saying really is that it's all to do with how you look at things. Now, if you look with the eyes of worry, there's all the worries all around you, right? If you look at things with the eyes of worry, then there you are in the middle. You live your life scared. It spoils your life. Worry can spoil your life. It can take over your life and you become consumed by worries. But he also said, if you look at things with the eyes of faith, it's a bit too many there. It's not going to go back now. If you look at things with the eyes of faith, there we go. There's all those worries in the hand of God. He takes care of anything, all in his hands, which means that you can have peace in your heart and be happy. The passage is famous, I think, for some wise words from Jesus. He says, "Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? There's nothing to be gained by worrying about stuff." He said, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will look after itself." In other words, focus on today. I always remember this sort of famous quote. I'm not sure who said it, so maybe it's not that famous. But where a guy said that he'd spent all his life worrying about things that didn't happen. So easy to do, isn't it? Worry about what might happen tomorrow screws us up, ties us up, and actually that thing might not happen tomorrow. So why worry about it? And the bottom line, of course, is what Jesus said. First, seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Focus on him with the eyes of faith. And no matter how small your faith is, focus on him. Exercise that faith. Trust in him. And all these things will be given to you as well. You see, it's about exercising your faith in God, however small that faith may be, and trusting him for everything. Let's face it, God is loving. God is generous. He knows what we need and he provides for us. And while we have to play our part, while we have to face those things in life, there's no need to worry about them, says Jesus. Just exercise your faith in him, who is your heavenly Father.